Welcome to the final PAC Football Report of 2009, covering games on November 14. I'm Joe Underko. Once again, we will take a look back at last week's football games in the President's Athletic Conference, while also previewing the final weekend of the regular season. PAC champion Thomas More improved to a perfect 9-0 last Saturday, as the Saints posted a stellar defensive effort, coming back from a 10-7 halftime deficit to defeat Geneva 21-12. In other action, Washington and Jefferson kept its NCAA playoff hopes alive with a 49-0 shutout at Bethany. Waynesburg was victorious at home over Teal 38-17, while in the game of the day, Grove City edged Westminster 38-31 on a 21-yard TD pass from Andrew DiDonato to Luke O'Hara with 13 seconds to play. Scott Briggs of WSAJ Radio in Grove City has the play-by-play call of the winning score.
And DiDonato back to throw again. Pressure from the outside. Andrew steps back. Now steps up. And looking for a place to go. Rolling. Now he's going to tuck it away. No, throws to the end zone. He's got Sumi. He's got O'Hara. Touchdown, Grove City!
PAC Offensive Player of the Week recognition went to Waynesburg junior quarterback Brad Dawson, who threw for 306 yards and three touchdowns, while also rushing for 49 yards and another score in the Yellow Jacket win. Defensive honors went to Thomas More senior linebacker Brad Steinmetz, who recorded a game-high 14 tackles, including 2.5 for losses versus Geneva. Special teams recognition went to Grove City kicker Craig Beishaus, who made all six of his kick attempts, booting a 24-yard field goal and going 5-for-5 on extra point attempts. The close of the regular season means it is PAC Football Rivalry Week, as all nine teams are in action against rivals. The Division III Football Nation will be watching Bridge Bowl 14, as 9-0 PAC champion Thomas More travels to face 9-0 Heartland champion Mount St. Joseph in Cincinnati at 1 p.m. The Saints lead the bowl series 10-3 since the inception of the Bridge Bowl in 1996, including a 19-0 home shutout a year ago. For Saint head coach Jim Hilvert, a former MSJ assistant, this is a game his team and fans throughout Cincinnati have looked forward to all year.
With both teams being 9-0, both teams being successful this year, guys knowing each other from both teams, you know, going to the same high schools or playing against each other in the same high schools and being recruited by both schools. And you know, our guys are very, very excited about this week. I know, obviously, another element, me coming from that school to be the head coach at Thomas More, obviously adds another little spice to the rivalry.
8-1 Washington and Jefferson is still alive in its quest to earn a Pool C at-large bid to the NCAA Division III playoffs, but the Presidents still have to get past 5-4 Waynesburg in the PAC backyard brawl at Cameron Stadium beginning at 1:30 p.m. W&J has dominated the all-time series, holding a 33-3 advantage, and has won five straight against the Yellow Jackets. The 26th edition of the Mercer County Cup will take place in Greenville, as 4-5 Grove City faces 3-6 Teal, beginning at 1 p.m. The Wolverines lead the Cup Series 16-9, including a thrilling 20-14 home win last season. First-year Teal mentor Kurt Reiser enters his first Cup game as a head coach, but the former Tomcat assistant knows what to expect when these two local rivals clash.
You know, it was an experience for me as my first year here as an assistant coach and being part of the Mercer County Cup game and seeing the excitement around the game, so I anticipate that this is going to be a great game. I'm looking forward to the first one as the head coach at Teal, and you know, I think we're two battle-tested teams that have been through the PAC schedule, and I think it'll be an exciting game.
They simply call it the game when longtime NAIA rivals Geneva and Westminster do battle on the gridiron, as the 7-2 Golden Tornadoes travel to New Wilmington to face the 3-6 Titans in the 112th meeting in the series, Saturday at 1:30 p.m. Westminster leads the all-time series 61-42-8, but Geneva has won both meetings since joining the PAC in 2007, including a 29-26 decision in Beaver Falls a year ago. Finally, 0-9 St. Vincent hosts 2-7 Bethany in the third edition of the Green Game in La Trobe at 1 p.m. Saturday. The Bison have easily handled the Bearcats in both previous meetings at Bethany, including a 44-14 final a year ago. However, this will be the first ever meeting between the squads at Chuck Knoll Field, giving the Bearcats hope for a momentum-building win entering the offseason. That's all for this edition of the PAC Football Report. For the latest news, scores, statistics, and information on your favorite team, log on to our website at www.pacathletics.org. You can also now follow us on both Facebook and Twitter, with links available at the website. I'm Joe Underko. Thanks for listening throughout the season. And for a final time in 2009, we'll see you at the stadium.